You've been watching? What's it mean to you that the other teams up there?
Well, it's pretty cool. I've been watching. I'm not a diehard baseball guy, but I've been watching every World Series game, unfortunately, to the end because I'm a little short on sleep more than usual. My bedtime's usually about 10:30, so those games that go to 11:30 or 12 don't help that. But it's really exciting. I mean, to watch the Indians in the World Series is it's pretty cool. I mean, to have two teams from the same city in their championship game in the same season is really special.
When did you retire from baseball?
Seventh grade.
Joe, four of the eight losses that come after the Browns were holding a lead in the second half. This trend really goes back to 2013, too. The same defensive coordinators here. I'm wondering, do you think it's a group effort to finish off a game, offense and defense, or should we look towards the defense as being the culprit?
Well, I think any game is a group effort. No matter the outcome, you have to have both offense and defense chipping in to finish out a game. So it's on everybody.
Ask Josh this, I'll ask you the same thing. With the record what it is it a challenge to keep, especially with younger players, and out of people's minds, and just not worry about the fact that, geez, we might finish?
Yeah, I think that's why from the moment the young guys step into the building, you always talk about being a slave to the process and focusing on the things you can control and kind of having a plan every week that you follow so that you don't get caught up in what your record is or what's happening around you, and you can kind of just focus on preparing yourself the same way every week. And if you do that, you don't get lost in whatever your record is or your standing in the division or any of those things that really don't affect the game that you have to play on Sunday.
Is there any sense of relief that the trade deadline's gone?
Honestly, I didn't really think about it a whole lot. I guess I don't have to answer the questions about that anymore, which is nice. But I didn't really think it was much of a possibility this year. You know, I think in years past there was some more likely landing spots, but not to get into the details, but I think the teams that needed a left tackle didn't have any salary cap space. So it would have been a big surprise if I was traded this year. So,
hey Joe, on Sunday, Joe Hayden said there are no more young guys, basically. Eight games into the season, have we kind of reached that point where youth isn't really a crutch that guys can fall back on?
I hope that they're not falling back on any crutches ever, because no matter who's out there playing, the expectations are always the same. But you'd hope that the guys that have been here for eight games, even though they are technically still rookies, they've got enough experience where they're playing better than they were at the beginning of the season, and hopefully that'll translate into some wins.
Joe, do you know who's going to start a quarterback for you this week?
No, I think so far, just the walkthrough that we had, they've been rotating at quarterback, so I don't know what the plan is. They don't usually tell us what their strategy is going to be, and usually you can just try to find out by who's practicing the most, but in this case, it seems like they're both taking the reps, and I don't know if it'll be a quarterback by committee or if it'll be one guy gets named on Saturday or what.
I mean, we know you're comfortable with Josh, but did Cody play well enough and fit in well enough that you're comfortable with either guy?
I think so. I think Cody did a great job when he was out there. I think he surpassed everyone's expectations. Plus, you got to factor in the realization that he's a rookie, and you know, we're 0-8 right now. The chances of us making the playoffs are probably not the highest that they've ever been. And so you're trying to assess what we have on the roster for the offseason. And we want to find out more about Cody because he has played well. But, you know, I think it's important for the young guys to get as many snaps as they can.
What did you guys get in Jamie Collins when you think about what you saw on film in your Henry?
Yeah, he's obviously a huge steal for us. To be able to find a linebacker that can cover tight ends and can cover running backs on third down is really key. And he can also play on first and second down because he's a physical linebacker. So to be able to find an inside linebacker in today's day and age that can run and hit is pretty unique. And that's why he's been named to the Pro Bowl a few times. And I think he's been an all-pro. Which one? I multiple costume changes.
I only saw the one.
No, well, my my most humbling costume was Sia's sideline dancer or something like that. Sia is apparently a musician. I told my wife that the costume was going to be horrible because nobody was going to know who it was, but she insisted that Ellen wore the costume and that everyone would know. So obviously you guys don't watch Ellen, nor do I. Yeah, I was too busy working. So. That was a wardrobe malfunction. The 5XL from Catherine's Big and Tall didn't stand up to the voluptuous left tackles.